Hey, I'm Ravi Jagopal, and you're listening to CutToTheChase.fm, a show that brings you business, tech, mind, and marketing hacks for entrepreneurs and digital creators. When selecting lighting for your home or office, other than just considering brightness, there's one other very important thing that you need to consider, and that is the temperature of the light. So warm white lights are those that have a very warm orangey or yellowy tinge, also known as soft white. And cool lights are more bright, more white, and have a cool bluish tinge, also known as bright white or daylight white. So what does the difference actually mean? And where are these used? So warm lights are perfect for the bedroom, for the living room, for the family room, for the dining room, and that's why you see it used in restaurants. So basically, wherever you need a warm and cozy feeling to make you feel comfortable. And the fact that they make you feel warm and cozy and comfortable and relaxed means that it might make you feel a little bit too comfortable, maybe even a little too relaxed and maybe a bit sleepy, which is why it's perfect for the bedroom, but not for the workplace. And cool lights, also known as bright white, daylight, blue light, that is best suited for offices, including your home office or other workspaces, like your kids' rooms where they're doing their work, where they have a computer desk, or wherever they're getting their homework done. Basically, wherever you need to be alert and awake and feel fresh and productive. And the reason is very simple. Melatonin is a hormone in our body that peaks at night to help us get a restful night's sleep. It helps you relax, which in turn helps you fall asleep easier and regulates what's called as the circadian rhythm. And exposure to blue light reduces the production of melatonin. So we basically end up not getting proper sleep, not being able to relax, and that may lead to sleep disorders and other problems at work, being irritable, and so on. Which is why if you're someone who uses your phone or tablet or your laptop in bed, then number one, don't, try not to at least. And number two, if you must, then at least set the screen temperature to night shift mode, as it's called on iPhones and iPads. Basically, some kind of a night mode which will turn your screen from giving off a bluish light by default to a more reddish warm light. And on many devices, you can even set it automatically to turn to night mode after a certain time, right? Like 7 p.m. or 9 p.m. And that will hopefully not cause any kind of eye strain, and that will help you sleep better than if you had used it without night mode, which will probably wake you up a little bit if you're doing it right before going to sleep. So warm is for relaxing and cool is for working, because blue light increases the production of a different chemical called serotonin and another one called cortisol. And that's why it's perfect for the workplace. And daylight white lights are also great for video and photography lighting, which is why if you see a lot of these light kits and selfie camera lights and monitor lights, they're all by default packaged with daylight white lights. And that's why I have both these lights in my home office. I have two of my main lights as cool lights with highest lumens for the evening, with highest brightness, because during the day, I just open my window blinds and my room literally lights up because I get a lot of natural daylight from my window. So that's great. And I love the natural sunlight. But for the evenings, as the sun is going down, I prefer the cool, bright white lights because it still keeps me productive. And then later in the evening, I switch to a warm light. And I have a really cool two-pronged nightstand. It's called a mother-daughter lamp. So basically in one single light stand, there are two big bulb bases. So the main one is facing upwards, and then there's a little side arm called the child arm with another bulb base where I can put in a different kind of bulb. So for the main one, I have put in cool white bright daylight, and for the side one, I have put in a warm light. And that's how I can switch between productive bright white and relaxing movie watching warm light in just a couple of clicks. That's it for today. If you publish any kind of members-only audio, video, or PDF in a WordPress membership site or WordPress-based online course where you want your content to be secure and delivered only from your website, and you wish to deliver the media in the form of, say, audio players, video players, audio and video playlists, and even true streaming videos where the videos are practically impossible to download from your website and can only be watched from your website, then check out s3mediavault.com, the number one WordPress plugin in the world for securely publishing blazing fast audio, video, and PDF to your paying members in different formats that they can easily consume. So that is s3mediavault.com. And to listen to older episodes of this show, visit cuttothechase.fm or search for cuttothechase.fm as one word in your favorite podcast app.